Now, real people, real opinions, Nighttime Talk.
Ireland's classic hits radio.
Welcome back with myself. It's Nighttime Talk with myself, AJ Walsh, sitting in for Niall Boylan tonight. We have been talking about the storm and the fallout from the storm. And I think that William brought up a really good point there. And it was just about checking on your neighbours and making sure that they're OK, because there are people stuck in their houses with no electricity, with no water, with no power. And you don't know how cold people are getting. And especially now tonight that the temperature is dropping. So just keep an eye on your neighbours, especially if you're in one of the really badly affected areas. Now, the next thing we're going to move on to tonight is we received a message from a listener last week, and I thought that it would make a good discussion and have a listen to this. So it's addressed to Niall, obviously, because it's his show, not mine. Hey, Niall, I know people mean well, but I wish others could understand how hard it can be when they constantly tell me I should have more children. I only have one child and I'm truly happy with that decision. People often say having only one child is lonely or unfair to them, but they don't see the love and energy that I pour into my child's life. Having more children isn't the right choice for everyone, and for me, it's not what feels best. My child is not missing out. They're happy, loved and surrounded by family and friends. The pressure to expand my family when I'm perfectly content can feel overwhelming at times. I just wish people would respect that everyone's journey is different and one child can absolutely mean a full and beautiful family. Maybe you can ask your listeners. Thanks, Breda. Okay, so that's from Breda there. She has one child and people seem to be putting pressure on her to have more than one child. So what do you think? Is it lonely for the child? Are you an only child yourself? How did that feel for you growing up? Let us know your thoughts on WhatsApp 087 188 0008 or get involved on social media on Facebook at Ireland's Classic Hits and on X at Classic Hits Radio. Okay, my first caller on this one is Sharon. Hi, Sharon. How are you doing?
Hi, AJ. Nice to talk to you.
Yeah, and you. So you have an only child and you say that it's completely okay. It only matters once they're loved.
Absolutely. In my experience, and I mean, she's 28 now, so I think I can safely say, you know.
That, and how did she feel about it? How does she feel about being an only child?
She went through a couple of years of thinking, you know, maybe it would have been nice to have a sibling. But the age that she is now, she honestly, we have a dog and she adores the dog. I wish I'd got her a dog when she was younger, maybe.
Oh, but look, you made up for it now.
Yeah. But so I think if you've an only child, it's probably good if they have a pet.
Yeah. Yeah.
But having one child, I think, is fine. You raise them to, you know, have good relationships with people and form relationships with people. And lots of families, they don't even talk to each other.
Do you think, though, that it's as easy for an only child in social situations? Because they're not used to having more than the one-on-one or, you know, one-on-two sort of interactions because they don't have the siblings there.
Well, I have to admit that could be slightly true.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it stands to reason. That might be true, yeah. I agree with you there.
Yeah, I mean, I was an only child and I definitely found that I struggled and I always wanted brothers or sisters because I was a very sociable person. And my mum was a single mother, so it was only myself and my mum, and that used to get to me, you know. So I definitely feel like I struggled. And it wasn't until, I suppose, I don't know, maybe my late teens that I got used to sharing spaces with more than one person and, you know, being aware of other people. I suppose I was probably really selfish and quite spoiled, really, you know, up until a point. But yeah, I mean, it's different for everybody. What was it that made you decide to only have one, or was it just to do with situational, you know, relationships and that, or was it a conscious decision to just have one child?
It was a conscious decision. Yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. What I would say is that, what was I going to say? I think it's probably made my own child decide to have, you know, that she wants the experience of having kids.
Okay, so is she going to, does she have kids now or? No.
No, not yet.
But
no.
When she does, she's going to have a big family.
Well, not a big family, but she wants to have
more than one.
You know, have a, no, she wants to have a child.
Yeah.
She wants to have a child. She wants that to be part of her life. I don't know whether it'll be one, two, whatever. I don't know.
Yeah.
But And look, sure, she might marry somebody that has a big, huge family.
Yeah, you don't know how it's going to go.
Sure,
yeah.
I make, no. Nobody ever knows how things are going to go in life. People lose their mom, they lose their dad. You know, just lots of different dynamics. And honestly, AJ, I think as long as there's plenty of love provided, you know, you can overcome anything.
Yeah.
If you have love and care for your child and you see their needs and you find ways of helping them along.
I definitely think that, once, no matter how many siblings or whatever, or if you're an only child, once you do or you are in a loving family, that is the thing. But I definitely do think that being an only child does have an effect on the child. Now, I'm not putting pressure on our listener, Breida, to go and have another child or anything like that, if that's her choice. But I do definitely think that there are implications for the child. I'm going to bring Joe in. Joe, you say if women can't have more than one due to health reasons, then you understand. So do you think that people should have more than one child? If they're going to have one, they should have more than one.
Well, good evening, AJ, and again, I want to say you're doing a great job tonight there, filling in for Niall.
Thanks, Joe.
Fantastic.
It was very last minute.
You really are brilliant. And
thank you.
As I say, in relation to this, I would have no problem, no, because I think, you see, the problem is with a lot of people, with a lot of couples. A lot of couples, you see, it depends on their health issues. If they have severe health issues.
Yeah.
And they're not able to have a child, if they're not able to produce a second or third child due to anything, it could be heart issues, it could be anything.
Yeah.
I would have no problem with that, because the way I look at it is, the most important thing of all is to have a good family and to have good respect for each other, you know?
Yeah.
And I think the problem today, and I think this is where I'm going down, just, I might be going down a road here now, but I'm just saying, the problem today with people is that there's no good family outlets in life anymore, because I think there's a more of a division in life with couples than anything else. And I think this is where a lot of marriage breakups kind of happen as well, due to pressure from probably the in-laws, you know, or from other members of the family. In relation to my own case, is that I'm an only child, as I just texting to you there a while ago. My mother, unfortunately, couldn't have more than one child because she got polio when she was very young.
Okay.
And the effects of that actually had a huge effect on her
fertility
for the remainder of her life.
Okay.
And she wasn't able to, unfortunately, because of that, if she was going to have any more than one or than another child or two, she wouldn't have been able to survive it. So that was the thing about it. So, and I never had any problem with it. Like, look, I got on very well with my parents, because I tell you, when I was young, I was doing things for my parents like any other son or daughter would do. Mm-hmm. You know, I was out doing jobs for them. I was working. I was doing everything, you know, even even when we used to go away on holidays, I'd be doing work from around the place, like a bit of painting and stuff like that.
You sound like you were working a lot when you were a kid, Joe.
I was, yeah. Well, the way my father always said to me, it's very important that there's two things you have to have in life. You have to have respect, you have to have morals, and you have to have a good attitude to everything, because you don't get opportunities too often.
Do you think then, Joe, because you were an only child, that you got you got such direct attention from your parents? You got all of the love and the teachings and everything, and there was no distractions, that all of their energy went into you. And then that's why you have, you know, had such a good childhood and upbringing.
I would say so, AJ. Yeah. I would agree with that. Yeah. I don't think I would have, be honest, I don't think I, if there was another, if I was to have a brother or sister, I don't think I would say whether I get on with them,
mm-hmm.
but I don't think the relationship would have been as good, you know?
Yeah. So you feel that your relationship with your parents was better. So, I mean, that's a good thing for our listener, Breida, to hear, you know, to hear you say.
It is. Yeah. The most important thing, and I'll always say it, as you know, I am pro-life,
mm-hmm.
and I believe that no woman should ever do anything to upset their child or in relation to say, and look, I don't want to be going down the road,
no.
You know, but I'm just saying,
we won't.
In relation to, you know, but I'm just saying, they should never try to do anything to upset their child, you know, in relation to anything. Because at the end of the day, right, if the child is treated badly in life, the child turns out to be the person they are in later life.
Yeah.
And that's the way I look at it. Now, I understand that the parent has to have discipline. And I did get good, and my parents were very strict with me, I tell you.
Yeah.
They didn't take, if I gave out, said anything to my mother or father, I'd get a good kick up the backside, I would. And it never done me any harm. And people say to me, were you spoiled? I said, no, I wasn't spoiled. I was just like that. I had more kind of respect, and I respected my parents, and they respected me, you know?
Yeah. Do you think as well that only children, they mature quicker? I definitely, because like I'm an only child as well. I was always so mature. Everyone always thought I was a lot older than I was because,
yeah,
because I was always around adults.
Yeah, because I listened to you, AJ. I actually think, and I don't, look, I'm not going into your age or anything, but you seem to be
there.
A very, I wouldn't do that. But no, you seem to be a very mature person. Now, I actually got a shock tonight when I came out because I was a bit late tuning into the show.
Yeah.
And I didn't know what was going on. I thought, I heard this voice, and I thought it was someone else. I thought it was actually the girl that was on last year, Lauren, that was on last year.
Oh, yes, yeah.
But I didn't realise when you said it was AJ, I said, geez, I said, do you know something? AJ is doing a brilliant job tonight because I have to say, you were very mature there tonight in what you've done. You know, when you're dealing with the issue about the power cuts and everything and the storm. And, you know, fair play to you. And I think myself, when I was younger, I was actually felt a lot more mature than the children of today, you know, because I think I was more intelligent. I got a good upbringing and I respected what was going on. And I can tell you another thing. I would never, ever disrespect anybody. If a guard came, if I saw a guard on the street though years ago, and if I was to say anything to that guard, I can guarantee you that guard would give me a good flake off the backside. And I tell you something, I would have respect for authority compared to the people today who don't have respect for authority. Now, I can understand that there's a lot of issues with authoritarianism and all that stuff. But I think at the end of the day, if you respect your elders, and respect life in general, you'll get on better at the end of the day. That's the way I look at it anyway. Like.
That's a great point, Joe. Now, I've got David on the line as well. Now, you're saying that an only child is generally spoilt and lonely.
Yes, AJ. Hello?
Hello? Yeah, can you hear me?
Oh, sorry, AJ, I missed you there for a minute.
No, you're fine.
Congratulations, you're making a great job, by the way.
Thank you so much.
As I say, I tell you, I give you an anecdotal story there just for a second.
Go for it.
When I was a postman, I was a postman for 17 years, a local postman there.
Okay.
And I was walking up to a house one day, and this lovely lady, she passed away now, but she said to me, she gave me my nickname, and she's called me by my nickname, and she said, how's my daughter, Katie? And I said, she's fine. Miss Murphy was her name, not a mess, no?
Yeah.
And she said, yeah. She said, is she spoiled? And I kind of paused. I said, I don't think so, Mrs. Murphy.
Yeah.
Well, she says to me, sure, have another one. And you know what? There's a lot to be said for it. No disrespect to people that have one child.
No.
There's nothing wrong with that either. A lot of that to do with his financial reasons too, as well as everything else.
Mm-hmm.
Well, one thing I say to you is, Katie was 3 years previous to my son, right? Uh-huh. No. What I say was, she was the eldest grandchild in one side of the family, and she was a great grandchild as well. So she was cocked up to the last, in that sense. Now, my father was passed away, laughing at him, but my mother was the same. She was mad about children, full stop, right? And she... At the end of the day, as a single child, is focused a lot on.
Yeah. So did you come from a big family then, David?
And when you have a second child...
Huh? Did you come from a big family then?
Well, no, I came from a family of four. Well, five actually, because I had a brother, the very same name as myself, that passed away and I was called after him.
Oh, sorry.
No, back in the day, it was very bad luck to do that. But funny enough, AJ, as it happens, I'm a very lucky person.
Well, that's good.
But then that's beside the point.
You turn the look around.
But what I say to you is, my parents would be 96 if they were born alive.
Mm-hmm.
Right? They would be born the same age. They'd be born 96. But what we were taught growing up, because obviously I'm 57, I'm the youngest of my family.
Mm-hmm.
But we were all taught to have respect for yourself, have respect for elders. And my father firmly believes a poor man has only one thing, his word. And that is your name. And a person can take the claws off your back,
mm-hmm.
but they can't take your good name.
Yeah.
And that was all the principles we had.
Yeah.
Now, that was old-fashioned principles, but it was good. But I'm just saying, as much as I think, it might be a good idea to manage one child easier, the focus is too much on the one child, if you ask me. Plus the fact for the child themselves, like you said yourself, AJ, you were an only child yourself.
Yes.
And you found that you long for a sibling, for a bit of
yeah.
I suppose companionship and
a bit of company. Yeah, someone to mess around with.
Exactly, yeah. Even a sister or even a brother, it doesn't really matter.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Like, so you think generally it's a thing where the child could become spoiled, and I think that's what...
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, when that lady, Mrs. Murphy Lockness, asked me, and you know what, when I talked about her after when I left her,
yeah,
I said, you know what, she's fairly cocked up, all right. You know?
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, my son arrived, as I say, shortly afterwards, I'd say,
mm-hmm.
give or take.
Mm-hmm.
And do you know what? It was a great thing. He was welcome as a flower to me as well, because my ex-wife and myself, we were meant to have children. You know, I wanted to be a father, and she wanted to be a mother, so it fit the bill, you know.
That's great. Yeah, no, thank you for that, David. Thank you so much. I'm going to move on to Darren next. Darren, you're an only child, and you think it's great. What's so great about it?
Well, I'm a 45-year-old only child.
Are you spoiled? Were you spoiled rotten, Darren?
Well, I will say, to that point, I never wanted for anything, but I wasn't spoiled, so I wasn't expecting. Like, my parents, I know lots of people that would have had lots of brothers and sisters and got things every week that mother went into town,
yeah.
as they did years ago in the 80s. I wouldn't have. I only ever got things, actually, on my birthday, at Christmas time, at special occasions. So I think my parents were conscious of the fact that is only child. But I have four children now myself.
It's funny, isn't it? The only children then go on to have loads of kids themselves, yeah.
Yeah, but I think the other point is, I was never lonely, but actually one of my, I suppose, my biggest strengths now is my ability to connect to people, because I had no choice as a kid.
Mm-hmm.
As a kid, when we went on holidays or when I moved to a new house, I had to go out and introduce myself to people because I had nobody else.
Yeah.
I think the thing I did miss out on as a kid, and this is not directed, I think you mentioned at the start of the show that there's a lady has one child and our friends or our peers are putting under pressure to have more.
Yeah.
I think it's, number one, it's none of their business. Whatever kid she has is fantastic. Isn't it great that she's able to have one?
Exactly.
Never mind anymore than that. But I think what I did struggle with and what I see with my kids now is I never had anyone to bounce things off. So if something happened to me in school or if I had a thought about something that maybe I wasn't sure of, I'd nobody really go to. So, unfortunately, my mother, who was a stay-at-home mom, as a lot of moms were in the 80s, got the brunt of everything.
She
found out everything that a 15 or 16-year-old boy might be asking questions.
But that's nice, though. That's nice, though. And it's nice that you had that relationship with her. And you might not have had that relationship with her had you have had siblings there to sort of distract from the bond that you had, you know?
Yeah, I was going to make that point you made earlier on. Someone was saying that she feels that maybe in the early days, I think she said she had a 28-year-old daughter and that she struggled a little bit with socialising.
Yeah.
But I also think the opposite is true, so when I see my kids, let's say, and we go on holidays, we're away there for 3 weeks this summer, they can easily just stick with each other.
Yeah, whereas you had to go off and make friends.
Yeah, I think only children, I think they have a superpower and advantage, whatever way you want to put it, that they've no choice but to go and network and connect and maybe the strength they build for their later years. But certainly, I did always want a brother or a sister, but I think when you have loads of cousins, when your mother has 10 siblings and then...
Oh, you were sorted then.
Yeah. Yeah, and I look at my wife's mother, and she had 10 siblings. My wife had a big family.
Yeah.
And she often talks to me about that different dynamic, and we're quite interested in it. But I think, look, for this lady with the one child, I think whatever she does will be the right thing, whether she has one or... You just adapt. When we had two, we didn't know we'd split ourselves for three, and now we have four. And now we actually say to ourselves, it's actually more even than when we had three because we've won in each hand.
Yeah, that's so, very true. Yeah, that's very true. Do you notice, though, Darren, do you notice sometimes with your children, I'm not sure what age they are, but if they're having, you know, like arguments or like any sort of disagreements or stuff like that, that you're just, you struggle to deal with it because you never had to deal with that when you were a child because you didn't have siblings. Because I struggle with that with my kids sometimes. I'm just like, what are you arguing for? Just shut up. Like, is there a grant? Do you know that kind of way? I'm just like, what are you even doing? Stop talking to each other right now. Do you know? Whereas other people might be more sort of equipped to deal with sibling arguments and disagreements and falling outs and how they can actually communicate with each other. Whereas I'm just like, just stop. I have no time for this.
So my wife often talks to me about this, so she'll often say to me, pick your battles. Whereas
yeah.
I'll lose the plot. I'll be like, what are you fighting for? But I have to understand, and I'm interested in this, as I said, I teach now for a living. I teach adults, so I'm interested in that dynamic. But
okay.
We often talk about it. She'll be like, leave them to it. They have to kind of figure some of this
battle
stuff out.
Right.
I'll be like,
yeah.
They can't do that. Stop hitting each other, you know? And because when I was a kid in the 80s, like that gentleman said, I suppose I was brought up to respect the doctor, the guards, whoever
yeah.
was an authority. And that didn't always work out in Ireland either, in fairness. But with my kids, like my daughter, and you mentioned their ages, like, so two of them are under 10 and two of them are teenagers.
Okay.
So we have a nice dynamic and we have a mix of boys and girls. But I think, like my daughter, for instance, the youngest, she's a powerhouse and she has a really big personality. But we have to manage that because we wanted to keep that.
Yeah.
But we have to make sure... So as the youngest and being 2 years younger than her next sibling, she does have to kind of stick up for herself.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
then we have to mind that bit. So you're trying to
basically walk on a tightrope, so you don't want to, like, you know, quench her storm and like get rid of that fire that she has, but at the same time you have to kind of try and keep some peace in your house.
There's a bit of that too, and I noticed that the older two are best mates. And the younger two kill each other. At the best of times, they're great, but at times they do fight a lot, whereas the older two are best mates.
Yeah.
I think I'm like you. I struggle with that group dynamic in my
yeah.
house.
Yeah.
They were killing each other and screaming and shouting and fighting and whatever.
Yeah.
But then they can be the best of the world. So I think for that lady, just to say to her, like, not to worry. A couple of friends of mine are only children as well, and they turned out as great people. And I suppose it's about the direction she gives them,
yeah.
And about the input that she can give them. And sometimes I think when you're an only child, like my mother would often try and pick up everything for me, as in if I make mistakes, she'd go out on a limb for me.
Try and Whereas fix it for you.
Kids,
yeah.
Yeah. With my kids, I sometimes want them to make the mistake.
So they can learn.
So that they can learn from it. So I think for her, it's hard when you have one child. Like I know when we had our first child and we just had her, Jesus, we were hand sanitized within an inch of our lives.
Everything was clean.
And when we had our second, if he ate muck, we probably didn't give him lunch, you know?
Yeah,
so,
yeah, literally. Yeah. So and then the fourth one, sure, you don't even know where they are.
No, I definitely do because I'll hear her.
Oh, yeah.
But I think once she gives them, she does her best to give them the right direction, then nobody can question whether she has 1, 10
yeah.
or 15. You know?
So much for that, Darren. I really appreciate you coming
yeah.
on tonight. So
have
that
a good night.
Yeah.
See you later. Thanks a lot.
Thank you so much, Darren. Sorry.
Now, real people, real opinions, Nighttime Talk.
Ireland's classic hits radio.